raise defense spending or else, Hegseth tells NATO. By Breitbart London on May 30, 2026. AFP, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth took another swipe at Washington's NATO and European partners on Saturday, saying those that do not hike defense spending sufficiently will face a clear shift in how we do business. NATO members pledged last year to ramp up defense-related spending to 5% of GDP but, despite increased efforts, many states say they may not be able to reach that target. For too long, polite pleas from our European allies to spend more on their own defense fell on deaf ears, the Pentagon chief said at a defense summit in Singapore. They are finally playing catch-up, Hegseth said in a speech at the annual Shangri-La Dialogue conference. Allies who refuse to step up and carry their own weight for our collective defense will face a clear shift in how we do business. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said this month NATO was facing U.S. troop cuts in Europe as Washington focused on other threats and European nations ramped up their defenses. In Asia, Hegseth reiterated that the region's security had rested disproportionately on American military power, while many of our allies and partners allowed their own defense capabilities to atrophy. Many countries in the Asia-Pacific region were indeed stepping up, Hegseth said, using South Korea as a particular example. South Korea has invested consistently in its own defense, because it does not have the luxury of treating war like an academic exercise. They live on the front lines, and so they build real combat power. This reflects simply a clear-eyed understanding of the threat environment, he said. Hegseth also praised the spending policies of other countries including Australia, the Philippines and Japan. You don't have a strong alliance unless everyone has skin in the game. No freeloading, Hegseth said. Hegseth agreed when asked by a New Zealand delegate whether he considered the Pacific Island nations' plan to increase defense spending from 1-2% to be freeloading. If I'm being honest, 2% is not enough, and so 2% is freeloading. I don't have anything against New Zealand, but, I want partners to step up, Hegseth said. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.